registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go see what's going on." That's not what it says. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was the multitude of hosts. I want you to ponder that for a second. A multitude of angels appear to these guys and gives them this good news. So their reaction, when the angels went away, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. We all know the story. We've seen the movies, many of them. And it's just a wonderful, heartwarming story, the shepherds in the field. You've been to church, and they've done the little church play and the shepherds and all that sort of thing. But the meaning of this passage is so important that we need to stop and look back over this. The Advent wreath teaches us to bring two Advents, the one that's already happened 2,000 years ago, and the one that's coming quickly. That is Jesus' second Advent. Do you get it now? Advent is the coming. So the first Advent was the coming of the Christ child, our third window there. The second Advent, the second coming, will be when Jesus returns. So this candle is to help us get our minds around the coming of Christ. Our Lord's coming to earth was a history-changing, life-changing event. Now listen to this. Had the baby Jesus not been born in this little town called Bethlehem, we would not have the man Jesus to die on the cross for us. Advent was historically tied to this first coming in Bethlehem and to Jesus' second coming. We await the day when the long-expected Jesus comes for his bride, the church. You know how often in Scripture it says that the church is the bride of Christ. Jesus is coming back for his bride. The Advent wreath teaches us to bring the two Advents together. So the wreath consists of a circle, the green, evergreen around the candles with a white candle in the center. The circle of the wreath reminds us of God himself, his eternity, his endless mercy, which has no beginning and no end. The green of the wreath speaks of the hope that we have in God, newness, renewal, eternal life. The candles remind us that Christ is the light of the world. And as we light each candle, as more and more light comes into the world, the darkness recedes. The four outer candles represent the period of waiting between the prophet Malachi in the Old Testament and the birth of Jesus. The three purple candles represent royalty. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. The pink candle, sometimes it's a red candle. We use pink. It's prettier. The pink candle is traditionally seen as the candle of rejoicing. We use it as a candle to remember the blood atonement paid by Jesus at Calvary. So each Sunday as we light the candle, more light comes into the world and darkness goes away. This Advent season, we're going to look at how God's promises are progressive. They build one upon the other. So today we're going to look at the events that took place in Bethlehem. When Kelly and Tim and I were in Israel, one of the really cool things is you go to Bethlehem, of course, and in here it says that the shepherds were in the field. And when you're there, there is just downhill from the actual town of Bethlehem is this very, very, very broad green field. It runs, it's probably a mile long, maybe half a mile wide. And they tell you that that field has been there. Remember, this is kind of a desert country. But here's this great big green field. And they tell you that that's where the shepherds would have been. They show you caves where the shepherds would have kept their sheep in the winter. These things are physical. They're real. And then right up the hill is where they believe the actual birth took place. So when you go there, you see that your faith, your belief, this Christmas story that people like to mythologize and make it into a myth and all that, took place in a real place, a geographical place that you can go to and you can touch it, you can see it. And it happened in this little town called Bethlehem. God had promised his people in the Old Testament that he would never leave them without a shepherd to guide them. So, and this draws attention to the expectation of a coming Messiah, the anointed one. Now, this Messiah is going to suffer abuse from kings. He's going to suffer abuse from governments, half-hearted religiosity. How many people were following Jesus, and the Bible tells us, but many fell away. But God would raise up for us a righteous king, a good shepherd. The king is coming. And we shall see the king when he comes. So it is the promises of the Old Testament realized in the New Testament. Look back here in Malachi. For behold, the day is coming.